October 11, 2021, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Well, I guess I like an audience that does show this, you know, what they feel, what they respond.
I remember sometimes when you played the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco, you really got that kind of an audience that you didn't get when you played Shelley's Manhole in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me that that had some effect on the music that you played.
Yeah, because it seems to me that the audience, the audience by in listening, there's an act of participation going on there, you know. And when you know that somebody is maybe moved the same way that you are to such degree or approaching the degree you are, it's just like having another member in the group.
Watt from Pedro Show, happy Monday. Start off the show, John Coltrane talking to Frank Kosky, November 1966. I think his last interview. Some interesting things in that spiel and share it with you there. He just came out, was the Love Supreme live in Seattle. This was recorded by the guy who played flute on the Ohm album. He's a teacher himself, a musician. And yeah, the original, right, 33 minutes. This one's 75 minutes. So.
Oh,
you can hear people. I'm not man alone. Yep. Wonders of Skype from those Estonian software engineers. I got Brother Ransom Salmon with me. Welcome aboard, Ransom Salmon.
It's a pleasure to be here on your show, Mr. Watt.
Well, I should say that after Mr. Coltrane, we heard CSNY 69, Ransom Salmon.
Oh, can I say something?
Bring it.
Because this occurred to me. So I know you always open the show with a Coltrane tune. Right. And so it occurred to me
20 years and 5 months.
Yes. Well, it occurred to me that a better segue would be if you played the track Retractions and Corrections, because it opens with a sax solo.
Okay. We don't get a tune this time. We just get Mr. Coltrane talking about, the audience. But that's a great suggestion, and I'll bring that.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt the flow, but
no, it's okay. In fact, we're right at the beginning, and I want you to enlighten the listeners to the journey through music. of Ransom Salmon.
Well, I had been off and on. I've been doing musical projects, and I have done song projects of various kinds with various people that I know. And the songs always tended to be somewhat political in nature because my earlier journey is as a writer of poetry. And so back in the day, I would frequent the poetry venues in New York City, which is where I was living, and particularly during the 80s. So I was writing a lot of politically charged poetry. And when I decided that I wanted to write some tunes, it kind of made me wonder, because firstly, I wrestled with the idea of if I write a pop rock tune and I decide to make the subject matter political, I was in fear that I didn't want it to sound preachy, because I've heard artists do that and it turns me off to their message, unless the music is so overpowering that the music just like kicks me in the ass and forces me in hindsight to listen to what the singer is actually saying or checking out their lyrics. So I was a little bit hesitant to do that. And what prompted this project was me kind of looking back at the time in history, especially in terms of music, when things were more charged politically in terms of artists actually expressing themselves. And for me, it was like a light bulb moment that's what's missing from today's times, that we don't have enough artists who are actually addressing the things that concern them or piss them off and speak to that in their song. It seems like rap is the only genre where people are basically spleen venting. And I just think that rock music, with the power that it has, should definitely also be taking up that gauntlet. And I don't see it happening. So that's what kind of inspired me to start this project and this album.
Now, what was the first Ransom Salmon song you wrote?
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that. It's not on the album. It may be on the follow-up album or EP. But the first song I actually wrote as Ransom Salmon, and by the way, I've been writing when I actually am inspired to write. I've been doing a lot of writing with the guitar. The guitar has been the focal point from where I'm jumping off. But the first song I actually wrote was a tune called Howard Beale Will Get His Revenge on CNN. And the interesting part about that is, well, first of all, I actually had put the demo version up on Ransom Salmon's Bandcamp page, but you can't find it now because I pulled it down. But my idea was I totally wanted to make some references throughout all the songs that I write, just because that's the way I wanted to roll with this. And so I thought of the Nirvana song, and I wanted to do a political song. And I remember how everyone, critics at least, were so enamored of his Frances Farmer Will Have Her Revenge on Seattle. And it just occurred to me I should probably just pick that idea up and run with it. And so because there was so much crap I was hearing on CNN, it reminded me of the famous speech in Network. And so that came the title. And then when the title came, then it was easy for me for the lyrics and the melody to follow that. But you'd be surprised, when I originally released that, I got feedback from a couple of people. And one person in particular said he had to Google Howard Beale because he didn't know. That's sad, actually. But but probably very common. So he said he had to Google Howard Beale because he didn't get the connection.
And or use a search engine, right? We're not going to.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not. I said that. Yeah, I didn't mean to say that.
Kleenex tissue, right?
Yes. Edit that. But I know, but he did do a search because he wasn't familiar with the movie, and I just thought,
that's a good mind. If you don't know something instead of pretending, go search. I like his, even though he was ignorant. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's better than pretending you do know and bullshit people.
Which is what people usually do.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, but see, the other part of that was, Mike, that I thought to myself, well, I am a sexagenarian, and I said to myself, maybe that's the problem, is that I have amassed so much information on things, and people's memories are so short-term these days that, because he's old enough.
Maybe he was a younger man, though. Maybe it is from another generation.
Yes. He was definitely younger, but I just thought, you know, in terms
of... Or more younger. You're younger, too. You're just less younger.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like if I had referenced Death Wish or Star Wars, you know, everyone would get that.
Yeah.
But suddenly, you know, Paddy Chayefsky is obscure. Right.
It's niche information. Look, he indeed gave me this tune here that's beautiful. It's called Naked and Afraid. I want to play it.
Cool.
Got one foot in the past, the other one's on a banana peel. These days I find very little I wanna feel. And what is real anyway? It's getting harder to see all the time. It's not on TV that reality's compromised. I don't wanna be blindfolded, dumped in a cul-de-sac. I don't wanna wake up just to die of a heart attack. I don't wanna lay down 'cause my bed is already made. There are worse things in life than to be naked and afraid. Worse things in life than to be naked and afraid. I'm a survivor, my friend. I'll take my challenges unafraid. Will not give in to the charms of a soap parade. L'America vis-a-vis. Did you give consent to be defiled? I'm not the accused, though you know I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. I don't wanna end up a cuckold in a cul-de-sac. Leave it be and give me my damn old Uber records back. I don't wanna give up and go down as another slave. There are worse things in life than to be naked and afraid. Worse things in life than to be naked and afraid. And afraid.
says, buy me a Big Mac. What'll I do with you? You do with me.
What'll I do with you? You do with me.
He says, party, and throws a fist like a winner. It's all the same, I mean the winner and the sinner, all arm in arm. Raise a drink to a planet rich in silver. It's all a game and I'm the sinner, he's the winner, we're on and on. No salute to a marcher's booth, that's for beginners.
Hot for Pedro show. God, out of time. A lot of music here. Nick and Afraid, Nick and Salmon, start off that chunk. Then Victoria Shannon, excerpt from Cloaca self-scratching record. Thud, brand new. K's on bass here. Rest of My Days. And then a song called Kira Rossler from a Spanish band called Gabor the Office. Gabor is like first name in Hungary, right?
I believe.
Gabor Szabo, incredible guitar man. Living Pedro a little bit. SLW, SCC Watt, Tell Me When It's Over. Dear Laika, Black Moon, Lilith. Deerhoof, brand new. Scarcity is Manufactured. Bombus Prendon, Naked Spider. Larry Bose, brand new. Mentor, his buddy Ray Shin with Poundabout after that. Dolly Rots, brand new. Live, something called Satellite, guided by voices. Bob Pollard, another buttload of songs. Dance of Gurus. I'm dating. Moshat Doma, it was Zvezdy, maybe Ukraine. Trobokova Kusta Pesci, Slovene, with Svenja, which is a star. Excuse me for fucking up the language. Under the Rug from Croatia. Howie Reeve, brand new, out of Glasgow. Emotional Lake, Being Told You're Wrong from Landowner in England. And finally, Ransom Salmon with Retractions and Corrections. We're going to have to pick up on the second hour because we've been out of time. Okay. October 11, 2021. It's the second hour of the Hot for Pedro show.
There's no time for melodrama. There's no time left for dissent. Dismiss all adjectives like oppressive and dystopian. There is no matrix, so they say. Nihilism is trending on Twitter. Social media masturbation. There's no time for alarmists to get preachy. Maybe that time was never on our side to decide to begin with. To begin I'm not afraid to
at me. I'll do this for them, they'll do this for me. An end unto itself, a busy day, a way to shave the time away. What I think about, nothing.
It's a conversation.
Even if the sun ain't gonna shine anymore. No sun shining. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore.
For Pedro, she'll start off the second hour. Ransom Salmon, nihilism is trending on Twitter. You know what? I said off air to Ransom Salmon, you know, about topical stuff. But if you think about it, CB radio, right? That's kind of the meme. Shit was all happening 50 years ago.
That's true.
Maybe a smaller audience. But Ben, like truckers, right? Ben Salter out of, after that from Tasmania with Separation. Long Steel Rail up around the sun. That's Tim Kerr. Big boys. New project. It's Conversation, Team Dresch. Great band out of Olympia. AI from Pet Bottle Ninja, New York City. Did you win Mechanoreceptors Trophy or a trophy from James Twig Harbor and Rubber O Cement? Head Boggle, brand new album. Gutter Boys. Then the Big Boys, Tim Kerr's band, early 80s. Austin, Apolitical. And finally, Postcards from a Fallout Shelter, Ransom Salmon. So, Ransom Salmon, do you carry a notebook of words, or do you write for the tune in the moment?
Well, actually, before I answer that, I got to tell you, I have a bone to pick with Robert Pollard, because because I have, you know, been a huge fan of Guided by Voices, and especially his solo output, and I actually cited him as an influence in the liner notes to the album, and I reached out to him via his publicist. No one got back to me, which I thought was kind of rude. So, you know, especially if so-called
Boston Spaceships, right?
Say what?
Boston Spaceships. You were talking about solo output.
Actually, you know, I can't say that I like know every title in his catalog.
It's kind of hard because there's a bottle.
You know, because he releases, like, what, three albums a month these days? So it's hard to keep track. But one of my favorite albums is Glazing Gentleman. And
oh, yeah.
I really like the tunes on that particularly, including the title track. And so in some ways, he kind of inspired me that you can be very creative with musical ideas.
And prolific, and, right?
Yeah, and also be a little subversive on occasion, as he is, where I think my occasions of subversiveness are a little bit more prolific on this album than most artists would dare to go. So,
but still, you got the fear of being didactic, so you don't want to do that, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
But I put that out there because, you know, I hope that I've shamed either Robert or his publicist to get back in touch with me.
Okay, let's get on to Ransom Salmon's story about the way you compose your words.
You know what? I don't carry around a notebook because when I'm inspired, I just sit down and write something.
You write to order?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
the same way, but some dudes like to keep this book so that they always got spiel, right, when it's ready.
Yeah. Well, you're old-fashioned in that regard because it's not like I don't write things down and then later come down, you know, get back to them. It's just that I literally do it on the computer versus, you know, writing it down on a piece of paper most of the time. Rarely I'll have an idea and I want a lyrical idea, and I do like grab whatever scrap paper is handy and either write the lyrics or just make notes.
Well, let me ask you this. Which is first, music or words with Ransom Sam?
Lately, they've been kind of happening simultaneously, believe it or not. But generally speaking, it's the idea comes first. So I would say the words, because...
You mean like the concept?
Well, yeah. It's weird because for me, I actually, the title comes to me. Then the title tells me what I want to...
That's my technique, too. I always have to have a title, Ransom Sam, because it gives me focus.
Wow, I didn't see... I thought I was the only weird person who does that, because...
No, there's one other. Me.
But, like, in the case of the postcard song,
yeah.
And it's in the liner notes on the album, it was actually inspired by something Rod Serling wrote for his series Night Gallery, which was the follow-up to The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, that was good.
And there's the episode is called The Boy Who Predicted Earthquakes, and it's a great story about how having the gift of knowing what's going to happen before it's going to happen is a blessing and a curse.
Absolutely. And that, like the monkey's paw.
Yes. And so that was what inspired me. And I always thought in the back of my mind, it'd be cool if I wrote a song about that. Yeah. And then the title came, Postcard from a Fallout Shelter, because one of the things he predicts, hey, spoiler alert for you people who haven't heard the song in its entirety yet. Because you just played it. But I mean, but you may not have caught the lyrics. So the story is about this kid, and toward the end, he has a prediction that basically the earth is going to explode because the sun's going to blow it up. And he lies to everybody because he doesn't want panic and he doesn't want people to know the end of the world is coming. And so I just thought the idea of writing a postcard to whoever survives this, this act of nature would want to know, you know, culture was like.
Dystopian vision. You gave me this tune, You Are There. It's kind of the same, you know, putting yourself in a situation. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I forgot what the original title, you know what? The original title, I think I was called The Wrong Side of History. And
that's a good one, too.
And it probably could have worked, but I thought, no, there needs to be a different approach.
Morning. Wake up. You're bed is on fire. Yeah, beds are burning. How does it feel to be a part of history? Feel to be a part of history. This is no time for nostalgia. This is the fork in the road. This is a pivotal moment. Watch as those moments unfold, and remember where you were. And remember where you were. Do you remember where you were?
magical season. We're second to no one. When we came together in springtime, the summer came too fast. And the acre of a hill, sunny, big and small, 'twas empty in the winter. I'll just wait for springtime. And I wanted you so savage, as a gentleman admired, the most famous of sinners. We were silenced all but one. I was reaching for the stars, but the rockets very well. Well, the view on Earth is magic. I'll just wait for springtime. Just wait for springtime.
take sides, take arms against the empire. What are you fighting for? For liberty, or to be libertine? Cause will follow a path, causes are easy to find. Cause will follow a path, causes are easy to find. What are you living for? Forgiveness or vengeance is mine on a hunter's moon. On a hunter's moon. On a hunter's moon.
On a hunter's moon, on a hunter's moon, on a hunter's moon, on a hunter's moon, on a hunter's moon.
A Coen Brothers movie, if I'm not mistaken. So,
well, I think they made a movie of the book.
Right. Indeed.
And it's very heavy. But I tell you, Cormac McCarthy can write a sentence. Maybe the best U.S. writer since William Faulkner. I read the trilogy with all the pretty horses and the cross and that stuff. Let me tell the people what they heard. Yeah. You Were There, Ransom Salmon. Zoku Metsu from... that's Ron Anderson, right? Fields of Swords. Kishibashi, Wait for Springtime. 10 Nights live in Lisbon, 1996, Spain. That's Petra's brother, Josh Haight. And then finally, ooh, Ransom Salmon with Hunter's Moon. Tell me about Hunter's Moon, Ransom Salmon.
Hunter's Moon, now, in terms of writing that, I do believe that I did write pretty much all the words and then decided... to figure out a musical backdrop to it. And when I was writing the lyrics, because again, it's kind of a political song and it's a grab bag song because it talks about various things. It's not one particular subject, though it is topical. But again, in terms of musical influences in that particular tune, I was thinking of do you remember the song Broken English by Marianne Faithfull?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't say it in Russian.
Yes. And so I was thinking of that song, and I was thinking of her refrain, you know, what are you fighting for? And that was it. That was like the jumping off point for inspiration. So it became a little refrain in the song. And I wanted to talk about basically... I wanted to vacillate between talking about corporate greed and our need to try to colonize the entire planet. So I, you know, another light tune, but.
No, actually it's very serious, very intense.
Yes.
It's like, like Catch 22, I asked my ma something about what was black humor, you know, what is stuff that's, she said, read that book by Joseph Heller, Catch 22. Right? It's so funny it ain't funny, right?
Yes, indeed. Well, I mean, that's one of the things that I also decided when I set out on this thing was that I may want to say some pretty heavy things, but I'm going to make sure it's musically accessible.
Yeah.
And so that was the main motivating factor, because I didn't want it to just be, you know, me just, you know, flouncing around in public. I wanted the tunes to be catchy, and then if people want to dive a little bit deeper, they can dive into the lyrics, which are important to me. I'm not trying to dismiss that, but the music had to carry the message the way I wanted it. So
we're at the end of the second hour, October 11th. 2021 edition, Watt Peters, our special guest, Ransom Salmon. Hold tight for hour three. October 11, 2021, it's the third hour of the Watt for Peters show.
Things you took from me while I slept, while my back was turned. All the things you promised me, never kept. Guess I should have learned. These are troubled times. These are troubled times. All the days I waited here, so bereft, wishing it would change. All the secrets and the lies, circumspect, knowing something strange was waiting in the weeds. Let it bleed, let it bleed, let it bleed. These are troubled times. These are troubled times. These are troubled times.
When I'm sleeping hazy, really lazy, I get the urge to go crazy. I feel real cool, then man, I start to drool, then man, I roll and rock. It's like an electric shock, but then the urge goes away.
Strange diseases, if it bleeds, it bleeds and leaves you. Disbelieve on what else could go wrong. A black swan scar. Please, I got a nasty case to give us. Fuck, let's see. Drugs are on drugs.
Somebody
do something. Yeah, but nobody does. Nazi type pinkos hate maggots in the pot. When I kill them with another, you can tell I'm apart. One side's gone crazy about the way you look, and the other side got the look. Pay the jungle, but you can't wear shoes. Locked and up and loose, like the heretics do. Trade your guilt trip in for a holiday. From the oppression, I wish you miss a permanent state. War made the state, the state made war. Locked up on the one of that. Anymore, I give a fuck for tea.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've got that case.
I give a fuck for tea. Bye.
not a graveyard, there's a chaos with a parking lot, where the pickup was discovered when the guy got shot. It's a styrofoam and petrol mixing mason jars, rags and different lighters in a glove compartment, all pork bullets in an old paint tin, and the keys to an apartment at the Holiday Inn. What the fuck's he trying to do? Third Rush takes two. The peasants are revolting in the shop in pursuit. Take the wages of six over the minimum wage. I blow myself up too. Man, it's been one of them days. I'm not a kamikaze. Don't wanna die a mile. I'm just looking for a life that ain't a fucking false charger. Hey, give a fuck for these. Shelton in a ping pong joint, where a soldier of Fortune 500 wins points, where the fucking foot will cause the foot a symptom.
From the mouth of a horse.
And an ornament sauce, there's the gimbal, the ticker. We'll be water born Martians with a planet Earth flag. It's too much information. I can't get an erection. I'll stand if it's just 2 months till after the election. The body can't fight. The body can't stop. Next to people making babies on the world wide web. Give a fuck for tea.
Because I love. Open up your eyes. word to the wise. Open up your eyes. Your echo chamber is a vacuum, suffocating me. Your clockwork orange mystery injections are softly killing me. Follow the science, follow the money. Follow the science, follow the money. A word to the wise, open up your eyes. A word to the wise, open up your eyes. You pillbillies have problems. The onus is on you. It's due. Follow directions. Follow the dosage. Follow directions. Follow the dosage. A word to the wise. Open up your eyes. A word to the wise. Open up your eyes. Fear's a deadly virus. Chaos waiting in the wings. Spike shots for hepatitis. And see what efficacy brings. A noble epidemic. Where have I heard that phrase before? Agenda 2021 to simulate biological war. Follow procedure, follow the leader. Follow procedure, follow the leader. A word to the wise, open up your eyes. A word to the wise, open up your eyes.
In your eyes, 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 in your eyes,
Start off the third hour, Ransom Salmon doing Troubled Times in Babes, New York City, Hyperactive, Tropical Fuckstorm with G-A-F-F, acronym people. Then Graf from Netherlands with Graf, getting all eponymous on us, huh? Overall, another Glasgow band, huh? Or people from Glasgow. With Rain, and then Ransom Salmon, Stockholm-Nuremberg, like a journey between the two?
Well, I hate to correct you, but it's actually Stockholm slash
Nuremberg. Okay, because, well, you know what happened? It got substituted, you know, some characters don't translate. So, but thank you for correcting me.
Yes.
My life is about fixing errors. Okay. Okay, so...
So let's talk about the song.
Yeah, go ahead.
So... I basically had the album in the can, and the last song was going to be Hunter's Moon. And then I listened to the album in its entirety, and something just said, this isn't right in terms of the note I wanted to end this album on. And so Randall Malger, who is my friend who's a musician, and I have also – he helped me do a lot of – recording of my vocals for the album, I told him, listen, this album has to end with a different tune. I just, something in my gut is just telling me that. So do you mind if we record vocals on a new song? And he said, sure, no problem. And I went about writing this tune. And what I wanted to convey in this tune was basically, well, Stockholm, obviously, for the syndrome where people basically become enamored of their oppressors. And then Nuremberg, because of the famous trials that exposed, you know, some pretty horrendous medical experimentation, which apparently is still going on now. And that's why I wanted to end it with that particular song, and it's the only song actually on the album that doesn't have a guitar on it. And I wanted to end it literally on a note, and I think if people remember, I think at least this reference will be a little bit more universally understood. I said to Randall, I actually want to end it on this particular chord, and I went with the piano chord, and my mind was totally thinking about the last track on Sgt. Pepper, A Day in the Life. And if you recall, on The Day in the Life, which is the last song on the album, you get this orchestral crescendo, and then it ends with this piano chord. So I decided to go the other way and put the piano chord ahead of the orchestral. And then when the orchestral part fades out, you could still hear the reverberation of the piano, which I thought was the way I wanted to end it. So it seems like it's not final.
Right, right, right. Like kind of an infinity, almost a closed groove in the old final days. Huh?
Indeed. And believe it or not, it wasn't easy to sustain that piano note. I had to do some various things with, you know, reverberating it and adding some effects on it, because I really wanted that to be the last sound that people heard.
Okay. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain and all that mystery and magic that you're doing. And then these sounds come out the speakers. It's beautiful. Thank you. Juan Pepito, so last music for this edition. Dave Girard with Soundcheck for Jocko. Tollum after that with Kumbwa, number one. He did an electric and acoustic version. And then finally, Dave Girard with Neo Minimalist One. So, like, a couple of months ago, I played an instrumental track from your album here. And then we had nine tracks here, but you were alluding to there's another Ransom Salmon album coming.
Yeah, I have been writing some songs. I think it's going to be an EP, so I can actually give myself time to just chill. And because I've written a lot of songs for this project before I even decided to embark on it. So there's a whole back catalog of things for me to record. You know, they're all in embryonic demo stages on various external drives. And so I decided, I think the next album is going to be an EP. And if things work out, I'll probably put the Howard Beale song on the EP when that comes out. But the other thing I wanted to do was do a couple of instrumental shout outs. And of course, the Papa Nez piece is obviously a homage to Michael Nesmith of the Monkees. And the other piece, because I was thinking again about the 60s and all those artists, I wanted to do a little homage to the Deja Vu album. And so that's what inspired the CSNY 69 piece, as that was the year that that album came out. So it was a little shout out to them. I thought of trying to make it a political song, and I was like, nah, no. I really want to just kind of achieve the mood of Deja Vu, that album, and just do it as a tribute without me having to pronounce anything or get on the soapbox. And I like that, and I like the way that that came out. So, and second person I have to call out is David Crosby, because we're connected on Twitter, and I actually linked the piece to him. And again, is it something I said? People don't seem to respond to me when I post things on my Twitter page. Do I need to generate an audience by, you know, doing something outlandish? I don't know, but.
Well, I'd say you just got to keep on keeping on with your songs, Ransom Salmon. That's my advice, because it's hard to control other people. Maybe you don't want to control other people.
Well, I don't want to control other people.
That's what I mean. So whether they respond or not, it's kind of up to them.
Of course, but I guess the larger point that I'm really, I'm not saying like poor me, but the larger point by me just sharing that anecdote is when I think about the 60s and I think about, artists like CSNY and Jefferson Airplane, another of my influences, I actually quote a line from We Can Be Together on my Ransom Salmon Twitter page. And the line is, we are all outlaws in the eyes of America, which I thought was a very poignant line. From that Jefferson Airplane tune. But it's interesting that so many of these people who were really very politically active and very outspoken back in the 60s had, I don't know, some people would say, well, they've mellowed. I lean toward selling out. I just feel like a lot of those voices of people who are still around don't seem to have that same spark of activism and outrage. And if they do, it's misapplied to really ridiculous things. It's like you don't want to reference your past, so you don't want to talk about Deja Vu, but you want to elevate Greta Thunberg. I mean, I don't understand where we've gotten to this point where, people are picking the strangest hills to die on instead of
You know what? This is a great subject for a song, though. I think you're coming up with some lyrics right now, right?
I don't know.
But this is what my guess is. And yes. Big up, look, it's been a big honor to have you on the show. When you get this next EP out, come back on, let's play it and talk about the tunes. Call out some people. It's okay. Big love to you, yeah. Ransom Sam.
So,
truly.
Oh, listen. Yeah. Do I have time to say something? Oh,
a little bit.
I just want to know they can follow Ransom Salmon on Twitter. And also, I actually did two videos for songs from the album, the Nihilism song. And I just released Naked and Afraid is the latest video. If they go to Vimeo.com and type in Ransom Salmon, they'll find the videos there.
Okay, great. People, it's been the October 11th, 2021 edition of WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.